A study from the National Snow and Ice Data Center shows that mercury levels in salmon in the Yukon River are on the rise as permafrost melts in response to human-caused climate change. Lead researcher Kevin Schaefer said unless human behavior changes, Yukon River salmon will become unsafe to eat in just decades.
If we continue with our burning of fossil fuels, unconstrained burning, business as usual, we find that the concentrations would exceed EPA criteria by the middle of this century.
If mercury levels are higher than the EPA threshold, it will be unhealthy for humans to eat Yukon River salmon. High levels of mercury can cause a number of health problems in humans, including impairing brain function and harming heart health. Right now, that dangerous mercury is stored in frozen permafrost. But as greenhouse gas emissions from human activity increase and warm the atmosphere, permafrost melts and releases mercury. Mercury is an element that occurs naturally and binds to organic matter like plants. When permafrost freezes, the mercury also freezes and is stored in that organic matter.
And so over tens of thousands of years, as the soil gets deeper and deeper, there's more and more organic matter and mercury bound to it in the permafrost. And it's built up to what we see today.
As permafrost melts, that mercury is released into the ground and nearby rivers, like the Yukon. Then, fish who swim in the river absorb the mercury, and humans who eat the fish ingest the dangerous element. Schaefer said the connection to a common source of sustenance makes the study relevant to people.
In the high northern latitudes, in the permafrost regions, like around Fairbanks, a lot of people depend on fish. Either for their livelihood or for food.
And this phenomenon won't just happen in the Yukon River.
What you see in the Yukon here is an indicator of what we could see for all the major rivers feeding through the permafrost regions in Eurasia and North America. Now, what happens in the Arctic does not stay in the Arctic.
The thawing permafrost will emit gaseous mercury into the atmosphere, and it will be transported all over the world. And once the permafrost melts, salmon will be damaged for good.
Even if you refreeze the permafrost, the mercury's gone. There's no process on any human timescale that can put the mercury back into the permafrost.
That means the future of edible salmon rests on whether humans curb greenhouse gas emissions.
I can't tell you how we as a society will react, but I can say that ultimately we will have to change to a carbon-free society. And that will probably need to happen sooner rather than later. In fact, now. It needs to start happening now.
For KUAC, I'm Mary Ald.